Thanksgiving and Praise, February 13. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him, and bless his name. If we will consecrate heart and mind to the service of God, doing the work he has for us to do and walking in the footsteps of Jesus, our hearts will become sacred harps, every chord of which will send forth praise and thanksgiving to the Lamb sent by God to take away the sins of the world. Christ would have our thoughts center upon him. Look away from self to Jesus Christ, the life of every blessing, every grace, the life of all that is precious and valuable to the children of God. The Lord Jesus is our strength and happiness, the great storehouse from which, on every occasion, men may draw strength. As we study him, talk of him, become more and more able to behold him, as we avail ourselves of his grace and receive the blessings he proffers us, we have something with which to help others. Filled with gratitude, we communicate to others the blessings that have been freely given us. Thus receiving and imparting, we grow in grace, and a rich current of praise and gratitude constantly flows from our lips. The sweet Spirit of Jesus kindles thanksgiving in our hearts, and our souls are uplifted with a sense of security. The unfailing, inexhaustible righteousness of Christ becomes our righteousness by faith. Let the fresh blessings of each new day awaken praise in our hearts for these tokens of his loving care. When you open your eyes in the morning, thank God that he has kept you through the night. Thank him for his peace in your heart. Morning, noon, and night let gratitude as a sweet perfume ascend to heaven. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands, guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment, thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway?